Ding dong. Doors closing. Next stop is Chicago. Doors open on the right at Chicago. This is Red Line. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now approaching Chicago. Doors open on the right at Chicago. Welcome to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast. And this is Tracy.
Hi.
Hi, Tracy.
And this is Wyatt.
Hello, I'm Wyatt. Aren't we swift that we figure that out? She's so smart. She should be in Mensa. She's too smart for them. Aren't you glad that we're back? Because we're so excited. Tracy's asleep.
We're off the L.
We're off the L. We're in Chicago. We took the red line. Not to be confused with the up-and-coming...
Pink line.
Pink line. Where's the pink line go?
Through the ghetto.
Yep, the new pink line will be going through the ghetto. I guess it was picked by a little 7th grader girl who said that pink isn't just for girls anymore.
It's for boys, too.
For boys, too, I guess, because if you're not a girl, then you have to be a boy, I think.
I think so.
I don't know. Chicago, it's hard to tell. Should I tell them what you're doing right now?
No.
Okay. Stop. Because she's going to be embarrassed because my family listened to it. Say hello to my family.
Hi.
She's embarrassed. Mortified. Not like my sister Ashley, who gets embarrassed 20 times a day, she told me.
20 times a day?
20 times a day.
How many are from you?
Well, we weren't friends again for a long time. Like, there's this wonderful technology called...
MySpace.
Man, she's so sharp. I told her she should be on Mensa. If you don't know what Mensa is, then you can't go in it. So, I posted this picture. Do you remember what it was?
I thought we talked about this in a podcast.
I know,
already.
But I'm trying to get you to talk.
It was of a guy at a tractor pull.
Anyways, yeah. So, she got really embarrassed and took me off her friends list. And she finally added me as her friend.
I saw that.
I begged her over and over and over and over and over and over.
Did you do something when you got added back?
I don't know.
Not yet.
Not yet. Nothing to bear. I did post a message that I said, we're like two friends who have been united again after a long time.
That's sweet.
MySpace is the only way I can communicate with my two youngest sisters. Because they've... I don't know.
Abandoned you.
Yeah. Excommunicated.
Excommunicated.
I'm disbanded from my family. I don't know. MySpace is fun. I tried adding this podcast to MySpace today.
What?
Yeah.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, Tracy's afraid that people are actually listening to this podcast now, because my whole family listened to it. Thanks for listening. I know they enjoyed it. All sat around the table and stared and listened to my podcast. She's turning red. Just like the strawberries that we're eating. Mm-hmm. We're listening to Lock May in the background. I doubt you can hear it. Actually, I don't know what's on right now. But we were listening to Lock May, the flower duet.
Lock May Monster.
She wanted to know what it was, so I thought I'd tell everyone in the world.
Thank you.
Because everyone in the world is listening to Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast at havenofbliss.com. Thanks for the little promo.
You're welcome.
Listen to Tracy eat the strawberry. Don't you want one? We're excited because...
My uncle told me not to eat strawberries anymore.
Why?
Because they have pesticides in the seeds on the outside of them. He's a doctor.
Oh, really? Didn't he say that if you went to Africa, you would die?
He said I'd get leprosy easier.
That's probably true, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So, well, I'm going to eat the strawberry, and you have to talk the whole time I'm eating the strawberry.
I'm eating a strawberry right now.
Well, we'll take turns.
Okay.
Because you gotta say something. Because we're not... We gotta get our user ratings up.
You just put me on here to get your user rating up.
I know. People only listen when Tracy's on, because I'm boring when I'm on my own. I just make this long podcast. It really doesn't say anything and just relates back to my childhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you can do the little introduction about what we're going to talk. Why don't you tell them what we're going to talk about today?
Okay.
And then kick it off, the first one. You ready?
I am done.
Okay, go.
Today we're talking about the Tchaikovsky Ballet that was in Chicago last weekend. The gym at, well, LaSalle and,
We won't tell you where.
The free gym that we're at, going to, and good deals. Those are our three topics.
Them are three. Three they are. See? And we're talking about ballet first. So maybe I'll talk a little bit faster to get this thing going a little bit better. So Tracy can wake up a little bit. So we went and saw, what did we see?
We saw Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
From the Tchaikovsky Ballet from Perm, Russia.
Yeah. I saw a ballet last year. It was Anna Karenina. I can never say it right. It's about some self-infatuated person who killed herself because of some woman's right thing and whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of depressing, but Sleeping Beauty was a lot better. I would say the ballet was awesome.
I thought it was very good.
Except for the very end, I would give it a 10 out of 10.
The dancers were
phenomenal.
Very good.
Yeah. So,
which dancer did you like the best?
Well, it definitely wasn't the Bluebird. Okay. I don't want to talk about it in negative light because it was really a good show. I really liked the tutus. It had the different colors. And
yeah, the costumes.
And the old
nice.
Woman, the Wicked Witch.
He was a man.
I know, but he was like...
It was a fairy, actually. It was a fairy that didn't get invited to the ball.
Yeah, so they curse Sleeping Beauty. And
on her 16th birthday, she'll prick her finger and the whole court will fall asleep for at least 100 years.
100 years. Alright, so you know the story, but anyways, it was this, like, 6.5-foot guy who would, like, stick the cane out and over-exaggerate the movements. I thought that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the Bluebird, which was this, like, you know, big Russian dude with, like,
tight.
Broad facial figure and really tight blue tights and a little feather off his head, and it was about the gayest thing I've seen in my life. And he's dancing around like a fairy.
You're just upset that they gave him a solo piece.
That was really gay. It was like...
They
did
go over the top of solo pieces.
He was there for like a half an hour.
Yeah.
And he was almost... The other guy that was almost as gay was the Puss in Boots guy.
They were playing cat characters, though.
That was really gay, though.
Oh, well, get
he was like, it. He was like curling his fingers just because he was like expressing his feminine side. Okay, anyways, let's talk about the ballet itself, though. It was at Chicago.
Theater.
Yeah.
An old theater.
Yeah, and they were much better than the Nutcracker Ballet, which we complained about before.
Which is also Tchaikovsky.
But, like, there's a big difference between people who go to the opera and people who go to the ballet. Because the opera people are hardcore. And, they're, you know, because Tracy says it's because it's more expensive to go to the opera.
And because they speak in a different language, so it seems more... difficult for people.
Yeah, I think it alienates people.
Yeah.
You have to be kind of pseudo-intellectual to go.
There haven't been many movies about the opera. There's been a bunch about ballet and dancing.
Yeah, I think...
popular.
I think people, like, try extra hard to like the opera. You know, people are afraid to not like it because they paid so much and it's so educated. And you're like, people hate it so much. You either love the opera or hate it. And the people love it. Like, they love it so much because they're afraid to admit any flaws with it just because people are so down on it.
Because no one studies opera that much nowadays, so you don't really know.
But when you go to the opera, everyone really excited about it, and they know about other operas, and they talk about the ones they went. In ballet, it's a little bit more redneck. You know, the difference is, like, Chicago theater, like, people were coming in, like, 10 minutes after, like, the curtain had rose again. After the act, and they're still getting seated and stuff, and it just felt really tactless. You know?
It was a one-time performance, so it wasn't subscription people.
Yeah, it was one show performance, not one time.
Oh, right, two times.
Because they had it for like a weekend or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I really liked the ballet, though.
I like Sleeping Beauty.
The difference between that one and like the Joffrey ballet... Excuse me. I burped. Tracy thinks that burp stink.
Yeah.
She's grossed out right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're mumbling. I need you to talk
mm-hmm.
more. I'm coaxing her, fortunately. So, the ballet was much better than the Joffrey. Just because, like, all the people are the same size.
Mm-hmm. All there are a lot of... There seem to be a lot more ballerinas, too.
Yeah, there's a lot more ballerinas. And I think the orchestra is about the same quality.
Yeah.
But, like, their robes and costumes were much better, I thought.
Yeah, they had a lot of costume changes.
They all seemed so much better dancing, too. Like, the moves they did were just more refined. Where the Joffrey Ballet, some of the girls had big heads, or ones were tall and ones were short, and...
I think it's more of a modern dance company, where this one was more of a traditional ballet company.
Yeah, the other Russian ballet I thought was probably better, but some of the costumes weren't quite as good.
Yeah.
They were taller. And so I guess, like, the height isn't as important as you're the same height as everyone else.
Yeah, I don't know what the... There's, like, an ideal ballerina body, but I don't remember what that is.
I wonder if it's something like the Da Vinci guy. You know, when you're eight heads high, and, you know, the guy with the circle, and he
yeah.
has his hands out and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, the tall ones are okay, but they don't seem as graceful. But if they're too short, they, you know, they don't seem as amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess there's a balance for the girls, and the
mm-hmm.
guys are got to be a little bit taller, too.
But when they're on their toes, they're taller.
But this one, the girls seem a little bit shorter, and the guys seem a little bit taller than usual. But they are Russians, you know?
Ruskies.
Oh, well.
Anything else you want to say about the ballet, sweetie?
So Tracy's bored with the ballet already, so we're going to move on. At least she didn't fall asleep like she did at the opera. But then I'll give it to you. That was a pretty boring opera.
It was boring, wasn't it?
You're like, will she die already? Okay. Let's talk about the gym.
The gym. We got a 1 month free pass to a gym in our neighborhood, so we thought we'd check it out. Our first time in the gym in Chicago, right?
How did we get in the gym?
I had a coupon, which leads into my two good deals talk, but we'll talk about that later.
Deals. Oh, you should have seen her today. We went to the Starbucks to do a crossword, and I set down the paper, and she opened up. She was like, she lit up like it was her birthday, because she found all the coupons in the middle of the... In the newspaper. She's like dead tired already, fall over after working out. And sometimes she's like, what's this? And I'm like, you want to do the crossword? She's like, hold on 1 minute. There's a couple more deals.
You don't have an appreciation for coupons.
We're going to talk about them in a minute, though. I don't know. I like the gym, too. What was our motives to go there originally?
I wanted to go there for the pool and the hot tub.
Yeah.
And it was free.
We were just kind of hoping...
It was cold, so I wanted to go and exercise before it got warm for summer.
Yeah, so the hot tub thing didn't work out so good. But then again, we were thinking about it more, and it's probably a good thing, too.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing.
So this gym, why didn't it work out, this gym?
Why didn't it work out?
The pool, as we planned.
The pool's fine.
Yeah.
We went swimming one time. But the hot tub is segregated into the men's locker room and the women's locker room.
Yeah.
So that men and women do not intermingle in those areas. And also so they can get naked if they want to, which I don't endorse at gyms, but apparently some people are going back to the ancient Roman practice of doing that.
Yeah. So everyone in the locker room is like this 40-year-old naked guy. It's really gay. I know I sound very, like... homophobic right now, but I don't really care for gayness. You know, if you are gay, it's not you that I hate. I just am disgusted by the whole gay lifestyle. I think it's kind of gay. And I don't really want to see, like, people, like, walking around naked trying to get the attention of other people of the same gender while I'm trying to take a shower.
We don't have that problem in the women's gym.
Everyone is, like, just stand, like, I saw the same guy walking up and down the hall, like, 15 times naked. Like, what are you doing that for? They pay an extra so they can, like, get hooked up. It's like a truck stop or something.
I don't have the same experience as you.
Are people naked in your...
Only... I had one lady come to the steam room that was about 80.
She was naked. Oh, were you naked in the steam room?
I was not naked. I had my swimsuit on. So, usually I get it all to myself because people don't seem to go in the steam room and sauna and my woman's locker room.
Yeah.
But we have enjoyed playing basketball together at the gym.
Who won today?
I believe I did, again.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Haha, you thought you won. I beat you every time.
She always beats me. Well, it's because, like, way back in the day in her childhood, she was the point guard at her basketball team in high school. And I didn't play basketball.
You're pretty okay for
I
not
sucked.
Playing basketball.
I'm sorry, that's not a good word, but I was not very good. I was like, we played a free throw contest.
Yeah, the free throw contest was sad.
How many did I make?
2.
Out of 10. And they were barely in.
They were barely in. They were like bank shots.
I tried playing it off the board. It still didn't work out. You did pretty good. You were 50%. Which is like considering you haven't played in a long time.
And I'm using a man's ball, which is not what I'm used to.
Whatever. They don't use women's ball when you played in high school, did they?
They do too.
They
use...
do now. They're little tiny ones.
They're little women's balls. That's
they're smaller?
Yeah. I'm not used to playing with a man's ball. That's why I'm a little bit underperforming.
I use the same basketball.
It is not. I played basketball, I know. There was men's and there was women's, and you could tell when you get the women's and the men's.
Even in Iowa.
They're smaller and they're lighter weight. No, even in the WNBA, I bet they play with the women's ball. We'll look it up online.
Yeah, I realize, like, 3 points aren't as fair because it's easier for me to throw the ball that far.
That's what I'm talking about. If I had the women's ball, it'd be fair.
It's harder for her to throw the ball.
Although, how many did I make the other day in horse? And you missed them.
She always beats me. She gets an H, and I get horse. Or she'll, like, skunk me. She's pretty good. She's hardcore. You should see her coming down the court, driving it in for a layup and scoring on me.
You're scared of me.
I know. We played 2-on-1 today, or 1-on-1.
1-on-1.
What do they call that when, I don't know.
Mono-y-mono.
Make no, it was like, it. Yeah, we played make it, take it with two and ones, I guess.
Yep.
Ones and twos.
Ones and twos.
I think that's what they call it. It's like
an
abbreviated basketball game. I guess that makes the 3-pointers worth twice as much.
That's true.
Because normally they're only worth 50%, but now they're worth 100% of a normal
shot.
That's
right.
So, oh well. So I like the gym, and I'm kind of glad that those hot tubs are separated, because people will be doing gross stuff in there.
Yeah, hot tubs are just not a clean place. They're bacteria cultures.
I bought some flip-flops today.
That's good.
They're kind of gay, but I figured I would have to get some kind of gay ones, just because...
So you'd fit in.
Just so I fit in with the gym, you know? You know, I'm just trying to, like, understand the society, because they say if you hate something, it's just because you don't... you know, understand it, like, high art. If you don't appreciate modern art, you just don't understand it.
Yeah, whatever.
So, I got some bright canary yellow flip-flops.
Brown palm trees on them.
Little brown palm trees. Tracy wanted me to get the ones with the little, like, what are those called?
Sequences
on them.
We could have got matching ones.
Yeah, she It'd wanted to get cute. The two-for-one deal. She loves deals.
Yep.
Yeah. Well,
so we have how many more weeks at the gym? 2 or 3 weeks?
28th, I think.
28th.
Kind of hoping it'll be warmer by then, but...
I think it should be.
I like the gym.
I do.
It's kind of nice just to go play basketball and be relaxed and go swimming sometimes. They have, like, lanes.
We do all the activities that most people don't do there. Yeah. Most people are on the machines and...
Everyone just runs and lifts
vanity.
Weights.
We're just here to have a good time.
I don't know. This gym isn't very vain compared to the ones
Actually,
in Lincoln Park.
Actually, it isn't what I thought it would be.
What are the ones in Lincoln Park like that we saw?
Well, I've never been in them, but I see through the windows and people talk about them. The women were very scantily clad, and the men are looking for women while they're at the gym.
Yeah.
It's like a meat market.
And everybody's got, like, personal trainers who would just, like, stand there and stare at you while you work out.
I don't understand personal trainers.
I think they just make you keep going when you normally
I guess it's because I grew up in a culture of working out, so I know how to do my own workout routine, but if you didn't know how to do it, it would be a little bit confusing. But I'm already familiar with all that stuff, so.
I think it just makes you feel better.
Doesn't make sense to me.
It's more psychological, I guess.
Yeah, it's more of like people that do it yourself versus paying someone else to do it for you mentality, I think.
I mean, I guess it helps some, but like it is a little bit ridiculous.
For the price, yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I won't go off on that.
So our gym's not as bad because it doesn't have any windows you can see in. It's kind of expensive, too. For what you get.
Yeah.
Steffi loved it. Steffi was there for a month. She went like 3 hours a day.
She did. Yeah. There's a lot to do there.
But I guess like the running machines have TVs on them. You know, and you can... It feels pretty safe. I'm up to 156 pounds, which is better. I was 160 pounds before.
Good job, baby.
Tracy is like all racist against my gut.
I just want you to be healthy.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, maybe the gym is helping. I don't know. On my cycle. Because I think I was 160.
You were.
But then again, I hit like just 8, too. So, I think within 5 pounds, you can't really tell.
I don't think so, yeah.
Because I think you eat like 5 pounds of food a day if you count water weight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's, like, the natural attrition under your body is, like, 3 pounds. So I think you lose, like, 3 pounds if you just don't eat anything in your sleep.
Yeah, because when I was sick, I lost about 10 pounds for 3 days, yeah.
You did lose quite a bit. You look thinner.
Put it back on, though.
No, you didn't. You're definitely better than before.
That's good.
Anyway, that was all because of Tracy's passion for deals.
Yeah.
And we're nearing the end of our podcast. Aren't you glad? You're like, how did I make it this far? Well, you've completed almost all the marathon, and we're at the very end of the lap of the little
child. This is the best part of the whole podcast.
Tracy's waking up now. It's just kind of like today when she opened the paper and found the deal. She's like, woohoo! So, tell us some... Why do you love deals so much? I'm interviewing you.
Because you can get more for less.
Tell them about Walgreens.
Did we talk about Walgreens?
Nope.
Oh.
Tracy has infatuation.
I like Walgreens a lot.
Why do you like them so much?
Every month they have a number of rebated things. And then you get them completely free. And they give you a 10% bonus on top of the free things. So you actually make money on getting free things.
Tell them about this month.
This month was a good month. I made $81 in free things. Hair coloring stuff.
Hemorrhoid cream.
I didn't get the hemorrhoid cream or else I would have made more money. I didn't get that. I only get stuff I use. Toothbrushes, toothpaste,
hair gel,
hair dye. What else did I get this month? I got facial, oil of Olay stuff. I don't know, it added up to $80, and that was with my 10% bonus. So actually, if we're going there for 15 minutes, I made $8 and got $80 in free products. I was pretty happy. Yeah. And it makes me feel good.
She, like, looks forward to it all month. She's like, can't wait until the next flyer comes out.
You don't know what's going to be free.
Yeah.
And well, it's exciting to open up the little booklet and find out what's free for the month. And you get to try all these products that you would never buy anyway. But then maybe you would buy them because they're cool after you try them.
They all sat on your floor for like a week and a half. You didn't care about
them. No, I used the hair gel already. I've done my facial, which felt really good. I've done lots of stuff with it so far. And I bought you sensitive toothbrushes.
Yes, I need to have soft toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a good deal and I recommend that you do it.
It's not always so easy, though. I heard last month you had a little more trouble getting your free stuff.
Well, that's because they were all out. But I figured out now it doesn't start the first of the month. It starts 4 days before. So as long as I get there in those 4 days before and not in the weekends, then I will get it in time.
Listen to this planning.
That's with the Jewel stuff. They have their sales during Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you wait till Sunday to go grocery shopping, you miss all the good deals.
Yeah, why did they have the sales in those days? This is obvious. You should know the answer to this.
Because people go out to eat on those days. Because
no one's at the supermarket on Friday night.
Except me.
Except for Tracy. Because she's getting the deals.
I got some really good shrimp last time.
Yeah. That was really good shrimp.
We didn't even get sick from them, and they were from Bangladesh. And everyone was worried.
Freshwater shrimp. What's up with that?
I don't know, but they're good.
No, that was even possible. You can get them alive in Chinatown. Take them down to Chinatown.
Yep. Oh, and deals. I've also found a new website. I forget what it's called now. Startsampling.com.
Is that it?
And you get all these free samples from online. I've gotten perfume, shower gel.
Just to note how much Tracy loves this, consider the amount of time she spent talking at the beginning of the podcast to the amount of time she's talking now. She's all, like, getting giddy and jumping around. She's like, yay! Tell me more about the website where you can get deals.
It's a website where people can post free deals that they find on the internet. Most of them are consumer products because they try to get their product out there and to have people try them so they'll buy them permanently.
Yeah.
So it's an open source site where you can come and post your deals and then other people can partake in your deals and you get points when you post deals. So it's even a reward system for going there many times a day.
It's like drugs. But worse.
In 6 to 8 weeks, I'm going to have a stockpile of free goods
we'll
coming in.
We'll see how much it gets. I can't wait.
I've already gotten two samples this week.
Tell about some of the other things you've gotten online and you do online.
What else do I do online?
Well, what do you do?
I do a contest, too.
Oh, yeah? What kind of contest?
I didn't win the $50,000 trip around the world. Just different company. I tried
the 50
to...
millionaire?
No, $50,000 trip around the world.
Oh, yeah?
Through Condé Nast Travel. It was for a whole month. And I answer trivia questions and get them right, and then I have to pick 3 postcards and see if they match or not.
Yeah.
But I never got 3 that matched, so I never won anything. Mm-hmm. For 30 days straight, and I didn't win anything, and I got the question right every week.
Seems like Tracy works so hard, yet I'm the one that always wins these things, and I don't even try.
I know. What did you win recently?
What did I win recently? A dinner for 8 to India House. I really, like, enlightened her to the whole, like, dropping your business card into the fishbowl at all these restaurants.
I think I told you to do it, though.
Whatever. She's just bitter because I'm one, and she didn't win. See, she's, like, cringing now. So, me and 7 of my friends, I think it was, or 8 of my friends, I don't remember.
I think 7 total.
Yeah. So, we had total. 7 that went. And we had a free dinner at India House Buffet.
Which is, like, $13 lunch buffet.
Yeah.
And we got free drinks, too, which were the mango lessons.
Yeah, so it was, like, $100 value, plus tip and tax.
Yep.
Thanks to Ameriprise. But I won that. And Tracy was like, no way! That's not fair!
I was excited for you, because I got to go too.
So we took all her friends, because I don't have any friends.
Oh.
I know, it's sad. Buy me a Furby if you love me that much and wish I had a friend. I also saw this, like, artificial intelligence dinosaur.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
It's kind of lame.
It looks kind of lame. It looks kind of like a turd, I think, that has legs.
I don't know about those.
It looked kind of gross. It didn't move very much, but it had, like, all these sensors in it. Anyways, I don't want to get away from deals too much because I like that she's sharing with us all. And everyone in my podcast only listens when Tracy talks. that's the beauty of having
all the good information.
And it's because I have a beautiful co-host. That's the trick.
Thank you.
Yeah. She's becoming...
We also get buy one, get one free dinners a lot because I get my coupon book in the mail for our living area.
Yeah.
So we get dinners, buy one, get one free a lot.
Yeah.
We haven't been lately, but we used to do that.
We went to LaFette like 3 times with the buy one, get one free dinner.
No, I still have a buy one, get one free meal this week. They'll be like, we know you. You're the only people in here on the weekdays, and you get the buy one, get one free every time.
I know. They're like, do you want some wine?
Oh, like, no. A good deal that I got at the bank this week.
Oh, yeah.
I got $50 for going into my bank and just having him talk to me about my account. Even the guy, when I came in, he's like, this is a good deal. I'm like, I know, that's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And he's the same guy I talked to like a week before, but he didn't remember me.
Because like, you were like in there for trying to get $5 back on your savings account.
They were overcharging me service fees, and they didn't tell me they were going to.
Yeah.
So it wasn't fair.
She's kind of funny, because she will spend some money on some stuff, but like, other times she won't. Like, she's kind of bad. We have this problem with Tracy, because she'll like want to save $3 and not take a cab and when it's like really dark and dangerous outside, just because she doesn't want to spend $3 on it. I'm sure there's lots of things you waste money on.
I have a spidey sense. I can tell if there's danger.
Whatever. That's like the famous last words.
I know.
Trust me, it'll be okay. I've done this a million times. So I'm making sure that Tracy takes cabs home at night when I can't take her home.
Yeah, you could walk me home, too. That would save the problem.
Then it's not safe for me to go home. She's trouble. So, oh, well. Well, back in the beginning. In the beginning, there was Wyatt and Tracy. We went and saw a blockbuster movie. And it would have been good until what happened.
You threw away the $1 coupons. There were like 10 of them.
Oh, my gosh. There was a $1 off on a Blockbuster rental coupon, and I threw it away.
10 of them.
No, there was one.
No, there were totally 10.
There was one. And Tracy still hasn't forgiven me for it.
I did, too. I didn't even bring it up. You brought it up.
It's been like 8 months.
That's why I didn't say anything.
I couldn't believe how guilty I felt over that.
You did not.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I told people all the time. I even asked the guy at Blockbuster if he would give me a dollar off because I threw away the coupon and they wouldn't do it. Just so I could be vindicated.
That was funny.
I know. Just because she made me feel so guilty about it.
I did not. You did too. Self-inflicted guilt.
Whatever. You have your ways. And, like, I never use coupons at all. But I must admit it.
You're a cash cow.
Yeah.
You're a spending machine.
I'm very good at wasting my money.
That's right.
You know?
You need a money manager.
I make a lot more than Tracy, but somehow she always has more money than me. I'm starting to understand why. It's because of, you know, all of her deals. And you know what? They add up really quick. Because, like, you know, how much money do we save with those coupons for the buy one, get one free?
$14 to
$20. Yeah, usually $20, you know, plus tax and tip on top of that. You know, but we normally wouldn't eat Italian just because it's kind of bland.
Yeah.
But that was a pretty good deal. So we'll go to some of these restaurants we wouldn't normally go to. Mm-hmm. We try to cook some more, too, just to save money.
That's right.
And some things. So, why is Haven of Bliss? We advocate coupons. Thanks to Tracy.
Samples. Free samples. Try them and you'll like them.
Tracy is a little bit psycho about it. She spends how many hours a day filling out surveys online?
No, I do not do that. I work a regular job.
Whatever. Tell us about Fridays.
What about Fridays?
Nothing happens on Fridays. Except for your laundry.
I totally work this Friday.
Whatever. You worked on your laundry.
My laundry machine was out, so I couldn't do my laundry.
Because Tracy gets to work at home, so she didn't do anything on Friday. She went to the store.
It provides work-life balance.
When did you get that $5.50 off from the bank?
During my lunch break.
On Friday, when she was at home.
Yep.
You ever, like, if you live in the city and you see those girls home during the middle of the day and they have, like, a little dog in their purse? That's Tracy.
You're so funny. You're just jealous.
Yeah.
Because I'm beautiful.
You are beautiful. It's kind of weird to have a girlfriend who's more beautiful than all the girls in all the magazines at all the supermarket stores. Mm-hmm. I know that all the guys are, like, staring at her behind my back.
No, they're not.
She's so humble. She's so domesticated, too. She's so good at deals.
And that's why you love me.
I guess so. It's all about the money. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Thanks.
or Tracy. She's like, think of all the deals. Oh well. So here's the deal. This has been WiseHavenOfBliss.com, and we're gonna go.
Yay!
Yeah. We're on our way home. Oh, here comes the train now. Ding ding. This is Chicago. Doors closing. Ding dong. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.